Welcome to the AI Hustle Podcast, the podcast where we break down the latest in AI news, tools, and interview experts helping you hustle and do more using AI. If you've been following the podcast for a while, you'll know that over the last 6 months, I've been working on a stealth AI startup. Of the hundreds of projects I've covered, this is the one that I believe has the greatest potential. So today I'm excited to announce AI Box. AI Box is a no-code AI app building platform paired with the App Store for AI that lets you monetize your AI tools. The platform lets you build apps by linking together AI models like ChatGPT, Midjourney, and 11 Labs. Eventually, we'll integrate with software like Gmail, Trello, and Salesforce, so you can use AI to automate every function in your organization. To get notified when we launch and be one of the first to build on the platform, you can join the waitlist at aibox.ai. The link is in the show notes. We are currently raising a seed round of funding. If you're an investor that is focused on disruptive tech, I'd love to tell you more about the platform. You can reach out to me at jaden@aibox.ai. I'll leave that email in the show notes. Pixis, a trailblazer in leveraging AI for brand marketing, recently closed an $85 million Series C1 financing round. So leading the investment was Touring Capital, which was joined by Grupo Carso, General Atlantic, Celsia Capital, and Surete Venture. So the new influx of capital swells the company's total fundraising to over $209 million, arriving as really the market industry leader in marketing, right? And so I think that the market is obviously increasingly turning its focus towards AI-enabled solutions and companies that are providing them. So recent data from the conference board indicates a huge reliance on AI among marketers. A majority have already integrated AI into their day-to-day operations. And I think expectations are high for AI's role in future productivity enhancements. Pixis is certainly catching this whole wave, and they're reporting an annual recurring revenue exceeding $50 million for the current quarter. The company has also got a lot of, you know, it's really got the trust of, I think, over 200 major brands. You have people like DHL, Joe and the Juice, Sears, Swiggy, and I think notably the company has grown by around 140% year over year in 2023. So obviously really capitalizing on everything happening in AI, and they actually anticipate hitting profitability by the year's final quarter. So this is, you know, a good move, because a lot of times when you see those kind of growth rates, 140% year over year, it's just a really unsustainable burn that is slowly running the company into the ground. So it's, you know, wonderful to hear that they are going to be profitable by the final quarter of this year. So Shubham Mishra, who is the co-founder and CEO at Pixis, kind of shared his observations on the industry's evolution. He said, quote, "There's a heightened emphasis on maximizing profitability and ensuring sustainable growth. It's not merely about weathering the storm anymore, but about thriving in the new normal." So the origins of Pixis can be traced back to Birla Institute of Technology and Science in Pulan, Rajasthan, India, where the co-founders Mishra, Hari, and Vushkali were initially really kind of engrossed in AI research related to art and gaming. So recognizing the immense potential for AI in marketing, they pivoted to build a full stack marketing platform, which eventually, of course, evolved into Pixis, is what we have today. So the platform offered by Pixis is really multifaceted, and it's kind of focused on three core pillars. Number one is targeting, number two is creative, and number three is performance. So AI-driven algorithms handle everything from audience identification to asset creation and then performance and optimization. So Pixis even offers kind of like an automated ad bidding and budget pacing tool designed to adapt to market fluctuations and seasonal variations. For those that don't know in marketing, like there's a lot of platforms, for example, like Google, where you got to bid on like the keywords you want. But what's interesting is in order to stay competitive, like let's say it's Christmas time, you got to increase your bids. But if you increase your bids over Christmas, January rolls around, sales are slower, your bids are still up high. So, you know, theoretically, you could drop your bids during less, you know, competitive seasons. But then to remain competitive, you might want to bump them up during more competitive ones where you're going to make your money just off of the volumes alone. It's really kind of a hassle to do this manually, but it seems that they've come up with a really cool automated system to do this, which is quite impressive and definitely has a lot of value for marketers. So this is what they said, quote, "Companies, irrespective of their tech proficiencies, are looking for tools that can drive results without incurring significant development costs or steep learning curves." And that was Mirsha who said that. So I think to this end, Pixis offers brand brands really kind of customized learning based on their unique data and objectives. And I think these insights power its automation tools and also provide a bunch of actionable strategies for brands to employ. So as for concerns about, reliability of generative AI marketing, they kind of emphasize that Pixis employs manual overrides and also fine tuning. And this whole approach is really to ensure accuracy and quality control. So although, I didn't personally go and evaluate that, I'm just letting you know that's what they say is manual overrides and fine tuning. In any case, Pixis is far from complacent. I think they just recently launched a chatbot feature, which is Pixis Analyze. It analyzes users, or essentially kind of assists users in interpreting campaign and marketing data. And they're also rolling out Creative Studio, an editing suite that allows fine tuning of media generated by their AI models. So according to Marisha, this whole suite is going to be available to current brand partners soon and to new customers next year, right? This is kind of something we see a lot. People come up with all these crazy announcements about capabilities and they're like, and it's going to be available in January or February next year. In any case, it's cool that they're, working on this. I think the funding they've just raised is going to fuel a bunch of different growth strategies for Pixis, including research and development, infrastructure expansion, and strategic partnerships. So plans are also underway to kind of grow its 350 strong workforce, specifically targeting sales and business development teams in North America and Latin America. Plus, Pixis intends to take on debt in Q4, so kind of hinting at a potential acquisition on the horizon, although details remain under wraps. They haven't leaked anything going on there. But I think it's a substantial time for Pixis, really mirroring the broader excitement around the transformative potential of AI in marketing, which, of course, I personally think is, the greatest thing since whatever, the greatest thing since whatever you think the greatest thing is. But I think with its solid growth and ambitious plans, Pixis really seems well positioned to play quite a pivotal role in shaping this evolving landscape. So it's definitely going to be a company we'll follow as it continues to evolve and as they have their big announcements next year.
If you are looking for an innovative and creative community of people using ChatGPT, you need to join our ChatGPT creators community. I'll drop a link in the description to this podcast. We'd love to see you there where we share tips and tricks of what is working in ChatGPT. It's a lot easier than a podcast as you can see screenshots, you can share and comment on things that are currently working. So if this sounds interesting to you, check out the link in the comment. We'd love to have you in the community.
Thanks for tuning in to the AI Hustle podcast. If you could do us a massive favor, we would really, really appreciate it if you could leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts. This helps people find the podcast. It helps people know this is a good place to go. And we would really, really appreciate it as it helps us continue to bring on incredible guests and share incredible content for you to listen to.